Good morning, America. It's Friday, and on Freedom Frenzy Fridays, and I know we haven't done this for about 2 weeks, and I have more to say about that in just a moment, but today is a live, in color, and in person Frenzied Friday, and that means that the show is wide open. We'll talk about any civil topic that you want to talk about today.
Aw, man, only civil topics? Cheers.
Well, you know, we got to be careful. Sometimes people get a little bit excited and get a little bit rowdy, and their common, everyday, ordinary vernacular can come,
sweeping
through. And the people here at the network, of course, don't want to give the federal government, particularly the FCC, any more money than they absolutely have to, and I can relate to that. So that's why we say civil. Okay, now that doesn't mean that we can't talk about some rather obtuse things today, and if we've said something this week, and hopefully we have, that spawned a little bit of or a little bit, or maybe incited a little bit of anguish, discontent, then now, today would be a really good time to bring it. Yeah, you know, bring it. Anyway, it's Frenzied Friday. 1-800-313-9443 is the way you get to us. And we'll be happy to deal with most anything that you want to throw out there. And I neglected to do my job. It's my name's Jerry DeMars. My co-host is Jenny Hodges. And you know, babe, I've been spoiled. This week seems like we've had an extra day shoved in it because of the last 2 weeks. We've had Fridays off.
You know, maybe that's my problem. I've had a couple nights where we had to do other events that were a departure from our modus operandi, and we started back to school this week. So we're all a little tired this morning. I let everybody sleep in, and I've got a batch of banana bread in the oven, and the kids are playing their instruments or playing. We're just having a relaxed, low-key day because it just seems like a really long week. I agree with you. Yeah. We had an Epiphany service last night at church. I'm not really accustomed to celebrating Epiphany, and I still am not quite sure what Epiphany is, but we had a really beautiful service.
Well, did you have any sudden recognitions that you want to share with us?
I was hoping that's what would happen at the service, but no, I went to bed kind of early for me at about 10:30, but I cozied up with a book for 45 minutes, Elbert Hubbard, who I just love. And no, I had a lot of weird dreams, but no Epiphany. It was a real letdown.
Oh, okay. Well, I did a little bit of Freedom Frenzy work last night. I've been working on trying to get a couple of guests for the program in the coming weeks. One of them, and I do believe we're going to be able to have Tom Woods on. He's pretty much agreed that he's going to come on the program with us. It's just sorting out when. And then we're also very likely to have Pastor Chuck Baldwin come on the program with us too.
Cool. All the way from Montana, or where did he move to?
I think it was Montana. And I was really struck by his latest little article that he wrote. And did I send that to you?
Yep. Okay. Sure enough.
And I thought it was excellent, and it's actually what said, you know, we need to have him on Freedom Frenzy. So we're hoping that we get a favorable response from the Baldwin group, and I guess there is a Baldwin group because I'm dealing with his secretary, sometime in the next few days, and we can pencil him in, and we'll, of course, send out alerts and let you know when they're going to be on the program, both Tom Woods and Chuck Baldwin. And so if we don't have your email address and you want to get our alerts, you would need to send us an email at the numeral 4 and then Life and Liberty, all spelled out, 4 Life and Liberty at bellsouth.net. And when we get your email, or you can just put something in the subject line like add me to the e-list or something like that, we'll put you on there, and that way you'll know what's going on. We're going to cut away to a break. When we come back, we're going to try to crank up a hit and run news. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Alrighty then, let's get the hit and run news cranked up today, dear. The mystery surrounding the accumulating global reports of mass animal death epidemic has deepened today with reports out of Italy of somewhere in the neighborhood of about 8,000 turtle doves falling dead with strange blue stains on their beaks. Literally thousands of these dead turtle doves have rained down on roofs and cars in the small Italian town of Faenza in the latest in a growing spate of mass animal deaths from around the world. Residents there describe the birds falling to the ground like little Christmas balls with strange blue stains on their beaks, and they said that the doves just started falling one by one and then in groups of tens and twenties. Initial tests on these on some of these 8,000 doves indicated that the blue stain could possibly have something to do with poisoning or hypoxia. Hypoxia, which is the lack of oxygen, is known to cause confusion, and perhaps illness in animals. And it's also a common precursor to altitude sickness. Experts said that results from tests on the doves will not be available for at least a week. Maybe they're sending their dead birds to the University of Georgia here in Athens as well. But we'll find out later, I guess. That's weird, though, isn't it? It's all over the world now, and it's getting weirder by the minute.
You know, Jerry, if it is a type of altitude sickness or as a result of the shock of, you know, losing their bearings or having trouble with the magnitudinal, what is it that with the magnetization of the earth? You were talking yesterday, didn't you bring forth a story about how birds actually see? Oh, no, it was Uncle Rick. How birds see the earth's magnetization.
Oh, that was me, dear.
Oh, that was you?
And Uncle Rick embellished that story. But, yeah, they were talking about, I guess, breaches in the magnetosphere that might be changing drastically the ability of birds to maneuver, figure out where they're at. Maybe their GPSs are down and they're colliding with one. I don't know. It's all suggestion and guesswork at this point. And until somebody comes up with any real hard evidence as to what's going on, like some of these autopsies that are being performed around the globe on some of these dead animals. And even after the autopsies, you know, those results might still be inconclusive. And we'll all be scratching our heads and wondering what in the Sam Hill's going on.
All right. Well, I've got kind of a fun story. And I started watching this video clip yesterday morning of the Colbert Show. And it was a clip that was on the Daily Paul. So if you go to dailypaul.com, you can find it. And the Colbert Show was doing a bit on real currency and a gold or silver-based monetary system because Ron Paul is, of course, saying we need competing currencies. That is how to smoothly transition away from the Federal Reserve notes into a hard currency that will protect the American people from inflation without it causing a massive disruption or something like this, just the most transitional, peaceful method of fixing our currency. Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby Franklin got honorable mention on the Colbert Report.
Really?
Constitutional Tender Act. And Colbert had a picture of Bobby, and it was actually John recognized the picture off of his Facebook, John's Facebook photos. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that they had to cut out John and somebody else out of the photo to just get Bobby. And in the photo, Bobby is wearing our Life and Liberty lobbyists for Life and Liberty, thing that holds your lobby badge.
Lanyard,
yes. He's wearing that in the photo. And I was just rejoicing. Like, wow, go Bobby! That honorable mention for the Constitutional Tender Act right up there with Ron Paul.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby will start charging for his interviews now, won't he?
Well, he might start doing interviews now. Bobby is the biggest hermit you have ever met. Mm-hmm. And sure that nobody can get in touch with him. Usually, I'm the person who's kind of the go-between for his interviews and such. But now that I'm away from Georgia, I don't know if he's going to continue to use my services. I'm not very accessible. I'm about as accessible as Bobby is. But anyway, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
If he had a good public relations person, it'd be fun to get him an interview on Colbert for his whole list of states' rights legislation.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That might actually start some trouble going on in the entire country, which would be almost like a cathartic event. What do you think?
It would be awesome. It would just be so fun. And I would love it if Bobby rose up as a national leader for real liberty and left all those pathetic, bombastic, self-righteous, conceited Republicans of Georgia in the dust. Mm-hmm. That would just make me so happy.
Well, just him being some viewed as a liberty celebrity here in Georgia would be a remarkable change.
Now, Jerry, I've got a question. When we do Frenzy Friday, don't we interrupt Hit and Run News if we have a caller?
Indeed we do.
Well then, Tom in New York, you are on. What's up today, sir?
Oh, we got so much to talk about, and I just hope you can give me a couple of minutes that we can actually complete a whole picture here.
Absolutely.
Okay, first off, I wasn't aware of the bird situation in Italy until you just said it. Mm-hmm. But the disorientation of these birds and burning on their beak, the bluing could be burning or it could be oxygen starvation. When the use of microwave weapons as used in Iraq against the Iraqis, okay, first cooks out the oxygen from the brain chemistry causing disorientation and loss of motive skills. they appear to be drunk before they expire. How do you like that?
What? I didn't know anything about these microwave weapons.
Well, you know, everybody has their area of expertise, and luckily I've been around people who this is their area of expertise. Now, let me give you the short and the long of this, okay? We're hearing birds, 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 okay? There are birds dying everywhere. Well, they're going to have to use this as a cover story for the release of the avian flu, all right? And now, about a week or so down the line, are you following me with this? Because this is a Nostradamus, this is a Nostradamus prediction here.
Yeah, we're still on the back of the horse. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm glad. I don't want to lose anybody on this one. Okay. Mainstream media talking head A says to mainstream media talking head B right on the air, well, aren't chickens birds? Well, then we're going to find the calling for the culling of chickens. It has already started in Europe, in Germany, and in England. Okay? We've got to understand something. Oh, it's only no big deal, right? But chicken protein provides protein for 3/4 of the entire protein on the face of the earth. If they destroy chickens and eggs and poultry, okay, all the underdeveloped countries of the world will suffer. All the Americans will suffer. Central Americans will suffer. You want to know why? This is the beginning of their manufactured food shortage so that they can make their global agenda as enumerated in Agenda 21, you know, the United Nations Treaty that Jimmy Carter signed. This has to do with massive starvation.
Tom, okay? Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
You've concentrated on birds,
yes.
But there are also stories about fish kills and other aquatic animals. Yeah,
absolutely, sir. You catch on quickly, but I went with the main source, which was protein, which is actually an attack on protein. All right? Everything that contains protein is going to be either poisoned in the water, trichinosis in the pork, mad cow in the beef, wasting disease in the game, and if it isn't wasting away, it'll be eaten by wolves. Your alternate source of protein. You will either be singled out to be well-fed and well-kept, or you will starve to death. Henry Kissinger wrote about it. Read Henry Kissinger's words. Thank God he's no longer with us.
Oh, did Henry die?
Henry's gone.
I missed that. When did he go to meet his
I believe it was the 12th of December 2010. He was
so last month.
What?
Last month Henry Kissinger died?
Oh, excuse me, a year ago. I'm sorry. It might have been 2009. Well, when was it that he gave the Chinese the gold-plated bars? They didn't have a good sense of humor.
I did not.
You show me one live clip of a live Kissinger since the time he, now everybody says, oh, we heard of him on the radio, previous clip. We seen him at this place, stock photo. He's dead. The bottom line here is the biggest, phoniest icon that they have ever built up in this country has been killed by their trading partner who didn't have a bad, good sense of humor. The Chinese sent a good message to America. Don't treat us like Americans. We're not that stupid.
All right. Well, you've definitely given us some mental chew toys, and I didn't realize Henry was dead.
I didn't either, and you know, I'm online trying to search out when he indeed passed on, and I haven't found it yet.
I've seen a lot of articles where it is Henry dead.
Because they would have to admit that their system has failed.
Because Henry Kissinger died?
Because you want to know, he was the great negotiator. I guess they didn't like the gold-plated bars as much.
All right, in 2009, he was definitely still alive and kicking, so I'm looking
forward to him. Oh, yeah? Show me.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom, for your phone call. I appreciate it. And we are going to cut away to a break. When we come back, we've got David from California on the line. This is Freedom Frenzy. Stay with us.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Should I give the news to the audience, Jerry, about Henry Kissinger, or would you like the honors?
Oh, go ahead, dear. I think you're going to take a delicious and delectable glee in doing so.
I'd be more gleeful if he were actually dead. He is not dead, according to the website deadoraliveinfo.com, which really is a very interesting website. Jerry and I simultaneously went there as Tom from New York was talking, because I was thinking, how in the world could I not have known Henry Kissinger died? Because I used to like Henry back when I was a faux news zombie. And then I bought his book, one of his books on international diplomacy, or just diplomacy, I think was the name of the book. And I started reading it. And I thought, this guy's a, let's see, let me find a good family-friendly term. This man is an antichrist. I mean, he's just wicked, 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 wicked. I do not agree with anything that he says. And it kind of was part of my awakening, Jerry, some years ago. The only political person, according to deadoraliveinfo.com, that has died in the last 6 months was Theodore Sorensen, who was a speechwriter and close aide to John F. Kennedy. And some believe that Theodore was the one who actually wrote, he was the actual author of the president's book, Profiles in Courage, and he died on October 31st. But Henry is still alive and well. Well, he's 87 years old. He looks a little peaked, judging from his most recent photos, but... So his Dance with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight awaits.
So you don't see any of the evil oozing out of his pores. Is that what you're telling us?
Gross!
There's nothing gross. But That probably painted an interesting mind picture, didn't it?
It sure enough did. Thank you, Jerry. Okay, on that note, David in California, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hey, greetings.
Hey there. You
know, it's funny, as I was listening to that fella talking about whether or not Kissinger was alive or not, I called up a talk show many years ago, and they were talking about whether voodoo was real. And, you know, the whole idea that people could wish someone dead. And this was actually an NPR station, you know, all of these cultured people, and so I right away said, well, you know, if voodoo was real, Henry Kissinger would have been dead a long time ago.
That's kind of, you know, my dad used to get on to me because I would say something and he felt like it was negative or the wrong thing to say. And he goes, "I dear, words have power." And I said, "Dad, if words have power, people will be dropping dead all over the place. I doubt I would still be alive." However, I do think there is something to the power of words in terms of putting ideas into the air and also reprogramming your own mental processing.
I don't think
that we can speak somebody dead. Unless, of course, I mean, Jesus said if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. And, of course, certain people can perform exorcisms. I've witnessed some frightening cases where an exorcism was necessary, but I was unable to rise to the occasion. So, you know, well, that's interesting.
You know, one of the things, by the way, the first thing I clicked on when I looked up whether Kissinger was dead, 17 hours ago, there was an article written, it comes from jweekly.com, and it's that Kissinger is sorry for gas chamber remarks. So 38 years ago, on the Richard Nixon tapes, Nixon is talking about how it's not a problem that if Russia decided to send all of their Jews to the gas chamber, that they wouldn't have any problem with it. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, this is the guy, Kissinger is a mass murderer of biblical proportions. It's kind of interesting, when Saddam Hussein was getting weapons during the Gulf War, there's a famous letter that Richard Nixon sent to Ceausescu, and Ceausescu was one of the biggest murderers of the Soviet bloc. I mean, he was somebody that really enjoyed killing people. And Richard Nixon sends a letter. Richard Nixon was secretly allowing Ceausescu to fund, Richard Nixon was funding Ceausescu so that Ceausescu would send military supplies to Saddam Hussein. And he was in business doing this with Kissinger and with John Mitchell, of the former attorney general. And this was long after Nixon was out of office. So in this correspondence, it's, Pat sends her love, Pat's Nixon's wife, and it's autographed by Nixon. And so Ceausescu, and this was how the right wing were able to declare that the Soviet Union was supplying Saddam Hussein, but it was secretly money by Kissinger and Nixon and John Mitchell. And so it was very interesting that those guys are in bed together. It's very much like the old, Manchurian candidate sort of thing, that the neocons have always been in bed with the Soviet Union. I personally think that had to do with making sure that the oil in the Ukraine was never put to good use so that they could have this battle that's going on now over that same oil. But, you know, the real reason I called, it was about this big bird kill. And,
which one?
Beg pardon?
Which one? There's bunches of them.
Well, right. And it's in the worldwide sphere of it. Have you ever interviewed a woman who wrote a book called The Shock Doctrine? Her name's
Naomi
Klein.
David, I'm going to have to put you on hold here just a moment. We got to cut away to a break. Folks, this is Freedom Frenzy. If you want to play a role in today's Frenzied Friday, 1-800-313-9443 is the way to do it. Don't be bashful now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, friends and neighbors, we're talking with David all the way on the other side of the country from at least where I'm at in California. And David wanted to weigh in on the ornithological disasters that are going on globally.
Hey, yeah, I sure appreciate the holding over. Basically, there's a book that was written probably almost 10 years ago called The Shock Doctrine. The author is a woman named Naomi Klein, and the book is about basically how these fat cats really would rather see us dead because we're getting in their way. The smarter we get, the more trouble we cause them, and, you know, there's actually an old theory that when the population gets way too big, that the fat cats are going to be in trouble. They're going to have to share the wealth. They don't want to do it. So, bam, kill the biggest amount of the population, leave the rest in mortal fear for their lives, and they'll be back to business about as bad as the Roman Empire or something like that. So the shock doctrine is, this woman, Naomi Klein, got a whole bunch of WTO and GATT and a lot of different documents from these fat cats. And so she gives basically attribution to this. Now, with the idea of all of these pollution deaths, I think that these deaths of these birds and fish are definitely tied to pollution. And, you know, we'll find in the long run, you know, whether it was there was another caller in the previous hour that mentioned the electronic, the microwaves that come out of our cell phones. that actually is somewhat likely for some of the deaths of birds, but it would be more like in their egg stage. Whether or not it's something like HARP, I really don't know. But the idea that that there are these massive deaths do make a lot of sense. And the idea that these fat cats have destroyed our healthcare system and they are making us beg to keep a lousy healthcare system rather than supporting our county hospitals. You know, our county hospitals are our lifeblood, and even out here, I'm in San Francisco, and you would think that this would be a very liberal kind of area that would have good quality county hospitals, but over in Berkeley and Oakland, they privatized them to a couple of these big medical corporations, and those guys are now trying to inculcate their way into San Francisco and get us to shut down our own public hospitals and force it so that only these private hospitals, have the edge. And so in a time when humans get hit by these same kind of mass epidemics, bam, where's your safety net? It's just
David,
like,
do you think it's safe to arbitrarily assume that we're dealing with an epidemic here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because there are so many different types of epidemics. I mean, when you look at just the chemical problems that are going to come out of the Gulf, the big BP spill or the big P disaster down in Gulf of Mexico. You look at how much damage was done from Texas all the way over to Florida, and by now that stuff is making its way up the East Coast. And this was, millions and millions of gallons of their dispersant, which were unregistered. And as far as, the stupidest thing that Obama could have done was to allow these people to take an unregistered poison, a poison that England, the British Petroleum, in England, they don't even allow that dispersant to be used. So in their own home country, they don't even allow a dispersant that Obama was stupid enough to allow them to continue to use every day of the spill or the disaster. And that went on for, 6 months or whatever. So the idea that they were allowed to put in an unregistered poison, and basically in terms of patent law, the way that BP was handling it was they were saying that they did not have, that the U.S. government did not have the right to know what was in that dispersant because it was a trademark secret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who in their right mind would allow a hitman to come in with a brand new custom-made gun and kill somebody, and then when the prosecution tries to bring up the evidence of the nature of that gun, the murderer actually go out and say, well, this is a trademark gun and you can't discuss it because it's my patent right to have a custom gun. Well, that's exactly what BP did with this dispersant, and Obama and the Republicans are stupid enough to keep going with that, and when I say the Republicans, I'm talking about every state from Florida to Texas. The hardline right-wingers down in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, and Florida never asked for the formula for that dispersant, and they're mm-hmm. not doing it to this day mm-hmm. because they're going along with this precedent, a court precedent, a legal precedent, that a poisoner has the right to poison the southern part of America with an unregistered poison because it's a trademark secret. And that's
I want to back up here just a second, David. And the reason that I asked you the previous question about whether or not we can say unequivocally that it's got something to do with a bird flu or some sort of disease.
Well, I wouldn't drop a big cluster like that.
Well, but there's a reoccurring theme here that in most of these stories it keeps coming out. And the ones out of Arkansas, Louisiana, the ones out of Manitoba, Canada, the birds in question show evidence of blunt trauma damage. Now, that's kind of hinky, and somebody would automatically assume, well, the dadgum thing fell out of the sky.
Right.
One side of it might be flat because of that, but apparently there was something else going on there that made some of the early on observers point to that and make marked comments about the fact that the birds appeared to be kind of beat up. Now, I don't know. The first thing that I heard that seemed to play into all that, and I actually did see on one website some reports to where there was some heavy upper atmosphere hail. And I kind of, well, maybe that's what was going on there, and it would certainly play into the damage, the physical damage that was actually being done to the birds. Now, I will give you the fact that in all of the instances, that trauma issue has not been brought forth, and I'm kind of waiting to see how that plays into the story coming out of Italy.
You know, so, that's actually interesting, because I hadn't heard anything about the blunt force. What was your attribution for that one?
The initial stories that I saw on the internet, particularly the stories that came out of BB Arkansas, and then assortment of birds, not the assortment of birds, because it was really only one. And see, that's the other weird thing too here, the fact that it's only one species. And I know the old saw, birds of a feather flock together, but it's I just find it interesting that there's more going on here. You know, back when a couple of years ago here in Georgia, we were having some birds reported dead for weird causes, and nobody ever came up with a reason. And I actually called the animal control people to my place of business because we found a bird laying on the sidewalk out in front of our office, and it was a relatively young bird, not an old one that might have keeled over from old age. And none of the ants that would typically come and begin the process of reclaiming the flesh,
sure,
the ants wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Wow. And
so
I
called the animal control people and explained to them, you know, we got this weird dead bird out here, and they kind of poo-pooed it. And then when I told them that, well, you know, the weird thing is none of the bugs, the flies, the ants, they won't have anything to do with it. And it's laying out there on the ground, and the ants are actually, yeah, they came and got it.
And what did they tell you later? Did they?
Well, they never did tell me anything later.
Nice.
But they came and got it.
Yeah, that comes into these budget cuts. You know, if you look at the shock doctrine, it's very clear that there are various, you know, examples like this. If you're going to have an epidemic, you want a health department to make sure that they can figure out what the epidemic is early, so you need a laboratory on standby for years and years and years. And if you were to have a bunch of penny pinchers say, well, here's a laboratory that's never being used, let's cut the budget. You know, these polluters love that idea of cutting a budget so that when a mass polluting happens like this, we the people are not ready to figure out what it is right away. One of the things that's most ugly to me, for about a dozen years, I had a job that I drove all through the Midwest, and I studied personal injury cases. And the one thing that was a common theme for all of the states that I did was that if somebody killed somebody accidentally, you know, a car wreck, or whether they did it intentionally, you know, they gave them some, you know, brain damage that they were going to have a lingering death a lingering life for 5 or 10 years. If they died early, they would pay about 10% of what they would have to pay if they had killed them,
outright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they'd killed them outright, the damages would be one thing. If you had a lingering brain injury and you had to pay $100,000 a year just for their upkeep, the lawyers loved the idea of that person dying early because they would only have to pay 10% of what they would have had to pay. And mm-hmm. So this idea of polluters who know what they're doing, they're paying people, they're paying the truck drivers to dump it in some ditch somewhere, they're paying lawyers to cover it up, they're paying politicians to not investigate, they're paying, you know, the health department to not investigate, there's bribes going on everywhere. And so this whole idea of cutting budgets is a big part of Naomi Klein's shock doctrine book, and that they have been intentionally destroying the healthcare system so that when the final big sweep comes, we're not going to be ready. So, you know, the whole idea of listening to these neocons who are always penny pinchers about, well, we out here in San Francisco, they actually cut the budget for the poison control. This was over 10 years ago. They cut the budget for poison control for the entire Bay Area. You know, you could call 911 and ask for poison control, and, you know, if your daughter ate, you know, drank some bleach out of underneath the sink, bam, you'd get some answer within 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. They cut the budget for poison control. So, you know, even out here in San Francisco's liberal Bay Area, they're enormously stupid about these things. And you can imagine what's going on in Alabama and Mississippi, where I remember Governor Halle Barber just last year was given $25 million by BP for the remediation of the BP disaster. And he only spent $500,000 of it and pocketed the other $24.5 million.
What do you mean by pocketed? The state just didn't expend it? It just went into the general coffers, or his own pocket?
The reporters tried to get answers of where that money ended up, and he would not tell people where it ended up. He claimed that it was the privilege of, you know, like executive privilege of the governor's office to, and so nobody, as far as I know, nobody has ever found out where that other $24.5 million went. So he pocketed, what is that? I'm not good at math this early in the morning, but I think that's 97.5% of the money from BP disappeared. 97.5%. And he could have had the National Guard down there on the shoreline for a duration, paid for by BP, but he was out there talking about how we didn't even have a tea gallons or a milk jug's worth of oil hit our beaches while TV crews are watching it wash up on the shore. So, you know, the guy is a notorious liar, and you can imagine the people of Mississippi who are, to my eyes, even the whites down there are slaves. You know, for them to watch their own governor steal 97.5% of the money and watch this gunk rolling in on the shore and still be allowing this guy in office instead of calling for his impeachment and imprisonment, you know, that minute. Because this is the deaths of people that live in Mississippi, and most people in Mississippi live within 100 miles of the shoreline. So, you know, the winds coming off the Gulf of Mexico with different kinds of poison. And in fact, this may get into those fish kills, because if you can imagine, you know, there might be 10,000 different kinds of seaweed in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, if that dispersant, if you can imagine a dispersant being just like benzene or, you know, a toxic, strong, what do you call it? Benzene, for example, will melt many kinds of vegetation. And so if you can imagine benzene hitting one of those types of seaweed, it's going to turn into a certain type of gas. That type of gas might be poisonous, it might not be. But in terms of certain kinds of birds, if you had that dispersant finally catch up with a brand new bloom of seaweed, and then all of a sudden it all gets melted by this dispersant, it ends up with this weird cloud of gas that floats all the way up to Arkansas and kills one species of bird.
That's a reach.
Every species has different types of reactions. So, you know,
You had me going when you were talking about the stuff coming out of the Gulf and maybe going up the Gulf Stream and making its way all the way to England. Because remember, during all the stories that were coming out of the Gulf, ultimately this oil was going to wash up on the beaches of England. Oh, yeah. And I couldn't help but think about whether or not yesterday when we were talking about all the aquatic life, because there were anemones and lobsters and crabs and and I think some fish too that were turning up dead on the beaches there in England, that maybe, just maybe, some of that stuff that came out of the Gulf had actually ended up there, and that
it's more likely the dispersant. And the dispersant, and see, now this is the other thing about oil. You know, if you had a big pool of oil in, you know, closer to Texas versus off the shore of Florida, some of it might have a lot more sulfur in it than others. You know, one pool of oil is going to have a, you know, they call it sweet crude oil. They call it high sulfur oil. There's a lot of different gunk that's in the oil. That's why they have to refine it, because there's each batch of oil is going to have a different chemical base. And, you know, it's different kinds of rock that it's been sitting in for a million years. And so it leaches out and it comes up in the oil. And it's all sorts of sediment and gunk and with this and that. Now, when that dispersant breaks it up, some of it's going to settle to the bottom, but some of it's going to turn into other chemical combinations. I mean, this is what the ocean's all about, is different great big blobs of different chemicals.
Hey, David, I got to cut you off again. We're going to come up on a break, and I've got people piled up behind you. I've got to move on. But thank you for calling in today. I appreciate your comments and the seeding that you've done as far as our thinking is concerned. Hey, folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, comrades, we're back, and we do have some callers in the queue. Let's go to Craig in Canada. Good afternoon,
hey, Craig. Welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Or good morning still.
I'm from Well, good morning, Jerry and Jenny. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling from the Socialist Republic here of Canada.
Sweet.
And, yeah, I know, eh? I just want to put Naomi Klein in perspective for the American listeners out there.
Yep.
When I first sort of woke up 2 years ago, I was astounded to find there was a Canadian who knew what was going on. So again, you have to look at where the person is coming from. In my own personal opinion, I think she's a bit of a, not really a disinformation agent, not as bad as Alex Jones, but you look at where she's coming from. She goes and she talks about these social things, yet last year at Copenhagen, she was one of the attendees there. She's, you know, right behind Gore and all those guys against global warming, right? I mean, supporting global warming if you're Al Gore's side. Her husband is a filmmaker, Abby Lewis, and his father was one of Canada's great ambassadors to the United Nations.
Wow.
So I just want to show you there's maybe a small bit of a globalist connection there between, you know, what she does in terms of supporting the Al Gore global warming, and as well as her husband, her father-in-law, being a really, you know, proud member of the United Nations and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I have to be pointedly honest with you. I, up until this morning, had never heard of this woman. So I'm uncertain how to respond. I don't want to denigrate someone that doesn't deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, you got my curiosity piqued. You said kind of gives out misinformation the way that Alex Jones does. Is that what you said?
Yes. Well,
okay, what?
Okay. okay. If I look at Alex Jones, he says the bankers, 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 bankers. He never mentions the word Zionism. Okay, so that's what I would call disinformation. He never connects the dots all the way. What he does, he puts us in a good sense of fear. And when you're in a sense of fear, you're down morally and spiritually as well. Right? You know,
so
and we have
ultimately
to be...
the problem with Alex is that he just promotes fear.
Bingo. You got it. Right on.
He doesn't give tangible, hands-on ways of controlling fear and taking control of the situation.
Beautiful. Yeah, well said. But with Naomi, I mean, that her stuff is good. You look at it and go, yes, great, she's against the big companies and everything else. But then I would say if she is against the big companies, why is she going over there in support of Al Gore's agenda, you know, as one of the attendees?
Yeah, this is what I blew the whistle on with the pro-life world of America, because they are actively the leadership, not the duped sheeple, but the leadership in Washington of these major pro-life organizations, they're in bed with the bad guys behind closed doors.
Without a doubt.
They look the other way, or they've got to think about funding, or they don't want their house taken away and be prosecuted and end up in jail, so they're not going to point out what's going on. You know, it's just a sham. The whole thing is just a sham.
Yeah, these people, you think they're doing us good, but then again, like everything else, you research, double-check it, you go to the web, what are people saying about them, what are the people saying about them, who are saying about them? I mean, you have to do your research. And I want to bring up a point. I think, Jerry, man, you did a great job of the connecting the dots. When you talked about the birds who were dead and the fact that the insects didn't want to go near them, right?
Well, that was just that one. That was just that one that happened to turn up in front of my place of business here in Georgia.
Yes, okay, but that is a good question to put out there, Jerry, to other people that are by these dead birds or say they're witnessing dead birds, because they need to see if the ants will eat them.
Now, and the reason I think he's connecting the dot here, not knowing, is that, okay, we've all heard about this whole, is it, I don't know if it's Project Bluebeam or where they're going to bring the rapture with aliens and confuse all of the misled Christians, right? We know about all that stuff, right?
Bring about the rapture with aliens?
Well, no, but the whole idea, they want to push that UFO agenda, right? We need to get together behind, protect ourselves from the aliens. And so if you do a lot of research on that, you'll find, you know, when people talk about crop circles and the cows who have been abducted?
Yeah.
Well, when you look at those carcasses of the cows, they always say, you know what, it's so bizarre.
Hang on, Craig. We got to go away to a break. We'll be right back. This is Freedom Frenzy.
The next